Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war. Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Hour number three, you're about to take off. My name is Lee Elsie. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and if you're looking for the great Wayne Allen Root, well, he'll be back on Wednesday. My name is Lee Elsie. Find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. I am, quote-unquote, the official radio host for the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Chris is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making it all go, as always. And I am very lucky on my morning show to get a chance to talk to this gentleman once a week.
30-plus years of military excellence, and again, we appreciate him coming on through the Heritage Foundation. That's Stephen Bucci. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing well, brother. It's good to be back on the show.
All right. A lot to get to, my friend. So Putin loses his ninth colonel. Tank commander becomes the latest senior Russian officer to be killed. 19,000 killed in the Ukraine war. He's taking some heavy hits, isn't he?
He is. And, you know, looking at the new guy who's now the overall military commander who came from Syria. He's a Russian. He's not from Syria, but he made his name as a general officer in Syria, basically repressing the revolt there against Assad. I'm kind of hoping that everyone will buy on to his new title, which is next.
I like that. That's good. Hey, I did see some, obviously we all saw some just horrifying videos since the last time we've talked, and bodies in the streets, civilians in the streets. There were reports that some of the Russian soldiers actually cut the tongues out of civilians in one of the massacres. You know, is this a normal Russian tactic, scare tactic? What do you make all this, Steve?
You know, the Spetsnaz, their special operators, were known in Chechnya and Afghanistan to specifically do this kind of terror techniques to try and intimidate the people. It didn't work very well in Afghanistan or Chechnya because both of those groups of people said, okay, these guys know how to play the game. We'll do it back to them. And they did some horrific stuff back. We didn't really expect this of the regular conscripts in the Russian military. Unfortunately, sometimes, you know, they read novels, they read news reports of the big guys, you know, they're NFL players, if you will, doing this kind of stuff. So they think it's okay for them, too. It does not appear that the Russian chain of command made any great effort to hinder this and maintain discipline and control of their people. So there is, you know, some indications that this might have been a directed, you know, let's really put it to their civilians so they know how big and bad we are. If that's the case, you know, so you have just rogue soldiers at one end and then a concerted, planned effort to terrorize people at the other. Obviously, the latter is more terrifying than the former, because now it's the leaders who are supposed to maintain control who are orchestrating this thing. And if I had to guess, I would go with the latter situation. I think that the Russians are doing this as a matter of, you know, their doctrine, if you will, to try and intimidate the Ukrainian people. I don't think it's going to work. I think it's just going to tick off the Ukrainians and unfortunately, you'll start seeing things like prisoners getting tortured or mutilated, and that doesn't help anybody. That's not good.
Stephen Bucci, our guest from the Heritage Foundation, one of our great guests from the Heritage Foundation, talking obviously about Russia and Ukraine. Moving from that, again, I know that people are confident that the Ukrainians are just doing a miraculously in this whole battle, and we all thought that it was going to be over very, very quickly, and they're holding their own in a lot of cases. But I do have to go back to just picture after picture, row after row of just decimated towns and cities and cityscapes and buildings. I mean, I look at the videos, Stephen, and it looks like there's very little left to eastern Ukraine as far as cities go. I mean, it's just one bombed out vacant lot after another that there's nothing left. I understand that they're quote unquote doing better than we thought, but are they winning?
I listened to President Zelensky last night on TV, and they asked him a similar question, and he said, look, I can't say if we are going to win or not, because I can't define winning yet. You know, I have to wait till it's over and see. You know, as he said, we chased him out of Kyiv, but now we look at Bucha and some of the other suburbs of greater Kyiv and the number of people that have died, the damage. And he goes, can I say we won here in Kyiv?
Mm.
He goes, I'm not ready to make that judgment yet. So you're right. You know, in the human sense of things, when you see entire cities that had been rebuilt after the Soviet era, that were modern cities, relatively speaking, for that part of the world, you know, with people who were living normal lives, and now they're rubble heaps. And remember, we talked about this when all this started, that the Russians really don't have a doctrine of going in and fighting through cities to get their opponents out of them. In every case now, in Chechnya and now here in Ukraine, they've opted for what's, you know, easier, and I'm doing that in air quotes,
right,
because it's a horrible application of that word. It's more difficult to go in and clear buildings room to room and catch all the people who are shooting at you. You end up losing a lot more of your people. If you don't have an ability to do that, your only option is just bomb the snot at them. You know, use air bombs, you know, missiles, rockets, artillery, and just level the cities. And that's what they've done. It's a horrific technique. It's one that has been rejected by everybody in the Western world. I mean, the last time we got involved in this kind of thing was World War II, where we bombed cities to try and get the Nazis and the Imperial Japanese to surrender. We realized, gee, that's, you know, how moral is that? It's pretty debatable whether it's moral. Now, you can say we've been attacked, so we're going to go back. But in this case, the Russians started it.
Right.
And they invaded, and now they're using that technique. It is an immoral way to fight a war. You know, kind of odd. Wars are kind of inherently brutal and immoral, but there's obviously worse ones than others, and this is one of the worst.
So to that, because the limited success that Russia has, one of our listeners, and we have talked about this before, but this listener wants you, if you can, to, you know, quantify it on a scale. Aaron says, how confident are you that the Russian invasion into Ukraine will not result in any type of nuclear exchange in Western Europe on a scale of, let's say, 1 to 10? I know we've gone over this, but, you know, we're a month plus into this thing.
It'd be a flat-out guess to try and put a number on it. It's still a danger. Putin continues to say, oh, if you guys do more stuff to help Ukraine, we're going to pull the trigger and start using our other weapons of mass destruction, whether they be chemical or nuclear. How much do we trust him on that? Is that a legitimate threat, or is that, you know, huffing and puffing? It's kind of a dangerous place to guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, to be honest with you, leadership decisions, particularly in war, it comes down to that. You gather the information, you talk to our intel people that do psychological evaluations of leaders like Putin to try and give you the best information you have. But ultimately, the leaders of Ukraine, the leaders of the West in general, and the leaders of the United States, it comes down to, okay, you know, how much risk do you want to take? Obviously, if we continue to help the Ukrainians, it could escalate. Putin has that option. I don't think he really wants to do that, in the sense of he knows if he does, he's going to pay even a bigger price. He's going to catch some nukes too.
Right.
And I don't think he wants to do that. But does that eliminate the possibility? Absolutely not. So I can't really put a number on it. It's still significant enough that our leaders are, you know, in the United States are looking at each other in the eyes going, I don't know, boss.
Yeah.
You know, we can't give you an exact thing of he's going to do it or he's not. So, you know, he's doing this incremental stuff, hoping to not push him over that line. But, you know, the option of doing nothing seems not just morally wrong, but politically or, you know, from an interest standpoint wrong, because if we let Putin get away with this, what's to say he's not going to do it somewhere else?
All right, listen, we got to take a very quick break. We'll hold Stephen over for one more segment. Stephen Bucci joining me here from the Heritage Foundation. Time out. We'll come back. Hang in there. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Hour number three, you're about to take off. My name is Lee Elsie. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and if you're looking for the great Wayne Allen Root, well, he'll be back on Wednesday. My name is Lee Elsie. Find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. I am, quote-unquote, the official living host for the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Chris is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making it all go as always. And I am very lucky on my morning show to get a chance to talk to this gentleman once a week.
30-plus years of military excellence, and again, we appreciate him coming on through the Heritage Foundation. That's Stephen Bucci. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing well, brother. It's good to be back on the show.
All right. A lot to get to, my friend. So Putin loses his ninth colonel. Tank commander becomes the latest senior Russian officer to be killed. 19,000 killed in the Ukraine war. He's taking some heavy hits, isn't he?
He is. And, you know, looking at the new guy who's now the overall military commander who came from Syria. He's a Russian. He's not from Syria, but he made his name as a general officer in Syria, basically repressing the revolt there against Assad. I'm kind of hoping that everyone will buy on to his new title, which is next.
I like that. That's good. Hey, I did see some, obviously we all saw some just horrifying video since the last time we've talked, and bodies in the streets, civilians in the streets. There were reports that some of the Russian soldiers actually cut the tongues out of civilians in one of the massacres. You know, this is a normal Russian tactic, scare tactic? What do you make all this, dude?
You know, the Spetsnaz, their special operators, were known in Chechnya and Afghanistan to specifically do this kind of terror techniques to try and intimidate the people. It didn't work very well in Afghanistan or Chechnya because both of those groups of people said, okay, these guys know how to play the game. We'll do it back to them. And they did some horrific stuff back. We didn't really expect this of the regular conscripts in the Russian military. Unfortunately, sometimes, you know, they read novels, they read news reports of the big guys, you know, they're NFL players, if you will, doing this kind of stuff. So they think it's okay for them, too. It does not appear that the Russian chain of command made any great effort to hinder this and maintain discipline and control of their people. So there is, you know, some indications that this might have been a directed, you know, let's really put it to their civilians so they know how big and bad we are. If that's the case, you know, so you have just rogue soldiers at one end and then a concerted, planned effort to terrorize people at the other. Obviously, the latter is more terrifying than the former, because now it's the leaders who are supposed to maintain control who are orchestrating this thing. And if I had to guess, I would go with the latter situation. I think that the Russians are doing this as a matter of, you know, their doctrine, if you will, to try and intimidate the Ukrainian people. I don't think it's going to work. I think it's just going to tick off the Ukrainians. And unfortunately, you'll start seeing things like prisoners getting tortured or mutilated, and that doesn't help anybody. That's not good.
Stephen Bucci, our guest from the Heritage Foundation, one of our great guests from the Heritage Foundation, talking obviously about Russia and Ukraine. Moving from that, again, I know that people are confident that the Ukrainians are just doing a miraculously in this whole battle, and we all thought that it was going to be over very, very quickly, and they're holding their own in a lot of cases. But I do have to go back to just picture after picture, row after row of just decimated towns and cities and cityscapes and buildings. I mean, I look at the videos, Stephen, and it looks like there's very little left to eastern Ukraine as far as cities go. I mean, it's just one bombed out vacant lot after another that there's nothing left. I understand that they're quote unquote doing better than we thought, but are they winning?
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is unveiling new tough gun policies. In remarks at the White House, Biden is announcing steps to curb so-called ghost guns, which are untraceable.
We're going after rogue gun dealers. The last time we had data on this was more than 20 years ago. 5% of gun dealers sold 90% of illegal guns found at crime scenes. 5% sold 90%. These merchants of death are breaking the law for profit.
UNICEF says nearly two-thirds of Ukrainian children have been displaced since the start of the Russian invasion. An official says the situation is dire for those in cities like Mariupol, where kids have gone weeks without running water and working sanitation. The agency warning of the long-term effects on those kids' lives, education, and well-being. This is USA Radio News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
the show. Sponsor of the segment of the show, Amio Life. You notice how many health sponsors we've got? I can't help it, man. I look and feel fantastic. I'm 60 years old. I feel like $1 million, and everywhere I go, people say, you can't be 60. That's impossible. And Amio Life believes in freedom. They fight for freedom. They're a very patriotic company, and they're supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, and their natural silver mouthwash 3 times a day, and their silver gel on my face each night. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. I suck on their silver lozenges all day at every break of the show to keep my voice alive. The good folks at Amio Life realize inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners a special 30% discount. 30%! I told them, go for it. Go for broke. 30%. Don't play around. Don't give people 5% off, 10% off, 15% off. Give them 30% off, and they will respond. So visit AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148, toll-free, and you get 30% off every product in their entire product line. Remember to say ROOT30 to receive 30% off, 800-422-8148.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we've got this great relationship with the Heritage Foundation. We're very lucky to get a chance. We have a number of regulars who appear each and every week, and from time to time we get a chance to talk to some different folks, and this, I believe, is the first time we've gotten a chance to talk to Middle East analyst and expert James Phillips. James, thank you. I appreciate you coming on today very much, and how are you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, so, you know, one of the things that's sort of flying under the radar here, we're not talking about this as much as we used to with the war in the Ukraine going on, but this Iranian nuclear deal. Can you just give us a once-over where we are, where we sit today as of right now?
Well, you're right that the Iran nuclear negotiations have been eclipsed by the war in Ukraine, and also Russia's last-minute attempt to basically blackmail the Biden administration by demanding that any nuclear work they do in Iran will be immune from U.S. sanctions. That actually derailed the nuclear talks in Vienna. And it's right now they're at an impasse. The both sides are saying the other side needs to deliver one last concession. The Iranians are demanding that the Revolutionary Guards be given immunity to U.S. sanctions. And the U.S., in return, wants some kind of Iranian guarantee that they won't use the Revolutionary Guards to do what they've been doing for the last, like, 30, 40 years, which is support terrorism.
Right.
So the negotiations right now are at impasse. Iran says the U.S. has to cough up the sanctions immunity for the Revolutionary Guards, then the U.S. Is reluctant to go ahead, at least at this point.
There was this belief, at least for a little while, and I'm not sure how true it was, but that essentially Russia was negotiating on our behalf. Was there any truth to that ever?
Well, unfortunately, there is some truth to that. Not that they really have our best interests at heart,
right?
But they are essentially negotiating as Iran's lawyer. And the Russians and Chinese are two of the biggest winners from if there is a nuclear deal, because the Russians will make billions of dollars building Iran's nuclear reactors. They only have one power reactor operating right now, but the Russians are building another one. And Russia hopes to sell Iran's billions of dollars in arms. But as long as U.S. sanctions are on Iran, Iran won't have the money to give to Russia. So the Iranians refuse to sit at the same table as the U.S. The Biden administration should have told them, okay, well, when you finally feel up to sitting with us, then we'll negotiate.
Right.
But it accepted the Iranian demand, and as a result, The U.S. is a negotiating team is in a different room than the Iranians and the other parties to the deal, Russia, China, EU, Britain, France, and Germany. So it's really an indirect negotiation in which Russia is carrying Iran's water.
This commander-in-chief, if you want to call him that, who sits in the White House and, well, he spends a little bit of time in the White House and most of his time riding bikes down in Delaware, but he loves to capitulate to our sworn enemies. So the Iranians say they want to cultivate uranium because of the energy, the nuclear power, but we all know there's a sinister side to this. How long, in your estimation, will it take the Iranians to get nuclear bomb capabilities?
Well, I think the problem with the deal from the beginning has been the sunset of the most effective restrictions on Iran's nuclear program. And those, all of those restrictions will be gone by the end of 2030. And, you know, back in 2015, that sounded like a long way away, but, that's only 8 years.
Right.
Now, so I would predict that once those restrictions sunset, the deal will die in darkness. Iran will be able to ramp up its uranium enrichment program to industrial scale that'll make it much easier for it to do a nuclear breakout or a nuclear sneak out by diverting uranium. But Iran could violate the deal long before then, but the problem is the deal itself is so weak that Iran can just go along with these temporary restrictions.
Right.
And then once they're lifted one by one, it can go about its merry way.
We're watching firsthand, like ringside seats, what happens when a country has nuclear capability that's a bad actor. We're watching, you know, this whole situation in the Ukraine with Russia being able to run, not roughshod, but bomb the Ukrainians into oblivion and kill all these civilians, and nobody acts because we're still fearful of some kind of nuclear retaliation. Can you imagine a nation that is sworn to destroy Israel if they have that in their back pocket? I mean, that would be absolute chaos if they got that.
That's right. We can't afford to allow the world's foremost state sponsor of terrorism to acquire the world's most terrifying weapons. I mean, that would be a huge problem, even if Iran didn't use them right away. As soon as Iran got them, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt are going to want them. And then, once you have a multipolar nuclear Middle East, it will be very unstable because none of those countries will have second strike capability, so they'll be on, they'll have their fingers on the trigger, and one bomb going off, if it's just Iran that has it, then it will be clear probably who did it. But if there's others involved, I think inevitably there would be some kind of nuclear war in the Middle East.
He's a senior research fellow, Middle East Affairs, Heritage Foundation, another friend we've got, and we appreciate him giving us time. One more quick one from me. I'll let you go. Where does John Kerry come in all of this? What does he factor in all this?
Well, he was the principal architect of the fundamentally flawed 2015 Iran nuclear deal, and many of those Obama administration veterans are back in power now in the Biden administration, so they're trying to put the deal together again. But at the Heritage Foundation, we argue that the nuclear deal is a Humpty Dumpty that not only is almost impossible to put back together, but it's not worth putting back together because it's only a diplomatic speed bump.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very dangerous situation which we're monitoring in. But if the administration does sign another deal, Congress is going to have a voice and oversight, and it could overrule the administration because there are many Democrats, in addition to Republicans, who reject what looks like a very bad and dangerous deal.
James Phillips from the Heritage Foundation. Check them out again online, heritage.org. Lots of good information over at the Heritage Foundation. I want to remind you guys about my friends over at Nichols College. Yes, I'm going back to school, ladies and gentlemen. You can go back to school, too. Check it out today, nichols.edu. You will not be disappointed. My very good friend who has appeared a number of times right here on the USA Radio Network with me. He is a former Coast Guard captain. He's also a constitutional scholar, a lawyer. His name is Glenzel Macy, and he is the brand new president over at Nichols University. And they are going gangbusters. It is a beacon of light on the hill. They are trying to turn that into a free thought, free idea college, which you don't see a lot anymore. So those of you who are concerned with where you're sending your kids, think about sending them to Nichols College. Once again, go online, nichols.edu, for all the detailed information. Sign up today, even yourself. If you're older, want to take a few night classes like me, you can do that. Get your master's or whatever it is that you're going for. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-4-TALK. 833-4-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I want to tell all my friends about Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in all of America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time, in the history of America. They've been awarded the PNG designation, which means they're the best of the best in the world. And you can't buy your way in. You can only get literally elected to, or voted in, I should say, to PNG designation. Less than 1% of precious metals firms will ever have this designation. And here's the big advantage for you. Tangible is probably got the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer anywhere. Tangible will, because of that, they can afford to give you great deals. And Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price, but they do it for me. You know, they do it for Wayne Root because they want to impress me and they want to impress my clients. So just say Root, R-O-O-T, and you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet, 800-300-8441, or online at TII1.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. You're waiting for that brainy, gutty voice of the one and only Wayne Allen Root, and he'll be back on Wednesday, I believe. Now, I'm not sure. I wasn't privy to all of the information, but I believe he is giving a speech with the one and only Donald Trump either tonight or tomorrow night. So Wayne will be back on Wednesday. Yours truly, Lee Elsey, gets the reins here for the next couple of nights. Well, tonight and tomorrow, Christopher down in Dallas doing all the things that make us go on the air and keep us on the air. Let's wrap up with your dreams. What are you dreaming, man? What do you dream about? I saw this. I thought it was a good way for us to escape the world of crazy politics. The stress of these last couple of years has not gone unnoticed. And for some people, it's even showing up in their dreams. Jesse Lyon, a dream interpreter, is using a social media app to help folks sort of connect with their dreams and what they actually mean. So would you like to know what your dream means? Okay. Falling. These dreams will commonly happen if you have too much sugar before bed. The falling sensation you might feel actually correlates to the drop in blood sugar while you sleep. Now, see, if that were the case, I'd be having falling dreams every single night, so I may be a little skeptical about this one. Drowning. If you have dreams you are surrounded by water or feeling like you're suffocating, that could be an early indicator of sleep apnea. People with sleep apnea struggle to breathe while asleep. So the drowning feeling is your body trying to make that sense or that feeling, make sense of that sense or that feeling, if you will. So drowning is sleep apnea, according to this expert. That one actually makes sense. Snakes. Snakes are a common theme in dreams. By the way, I've got this huge black snake sitting around my mailbox. He is a, or she is a monster. And that's not a dream. Anyway, snakes, when they come in your dreams at a certain point in your life, dream interpreters liken snakes to reinvention. Say you're more likely to dream of snakes when you're going through a period of change or growth. That's interesting. I don't know why that is, but apparently that's the case. Hold on a second. I guess it means you're shedding your skin, right? You're shedding your skin like a snake would shed their skin. That makes sense. I can buy into that. Have you ever dreamed about being chased? Dreams give us the opportunity to process our relationships with ourselves, which sometimes don't look too pretty. Being chased in a dream is a sign that you are running away from your or avoiding parts of your life that you don't like. So running, chasing, and being chased is you have some issues you're running away from in your life. Again, this is from dream interpreter Jesse Lyons. I'm always finding dreams fascinating. And everyone has recurring dreams, too, which I find even more fascinating. It's one thing to dream about something specific, but it's another thing to dream about that specific thing over and over again, almost exactly dream for dream. I think that's really incredible. Now, this last dream, I've had this dream before. It's a freaky dream, man. When you lose your teeth, have you ever had one of those dreams? And it can come during different random parts. And I hope I don't dream about this tonight because it's a terrible sensation. But teeth are a crucial part of your body because they help obviously break down food into manageable sizes. So when you dream of your teeth falling out, it could mean that you feel like you can't break down and get through life's simple problems. So there you go. That's from your dream expert who I've never heard of. But do you have a certain recurring dream that happens over and over again? Like, as I'm sitting here talking to you about this, I'm trying to think of dreams that I've had in the past that were recurring. I remember there was one dream about how my house being flooded. Not flooded in a sense where there was mud and it was water everywhere and I was swimming for my life. And another recurrent dream, although it's a little bit different every time, is I have violent dreams for some reason. Maybe that's pent-up anger and aggravation or a pent-up sense of failure, maybe. I maybe can come to that conclusion. But I have these dreams sometimes where I'm going to fight somebody. Right? You're squaring up to fight somebody. Mano y mano, if you will. And then for some reason, I can't physically throw the punch. Like, I can't throw it. I can't even defend. It's just awful. All right. Anyway, that'll do it for our dream segment this evening, ladies and gentlemen. But listen, enjoy your Monday afternoon if you're out on the left coast. And we're already smack dab staring at 9 o'clock here on the east coast. I'll be back here again filling in for Wayne Allen Root tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day / night. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.